This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Along with religion and money, politics is one of those subjects you're not supposed to discuss in polite company. The topic has only gotten more intense in recent years, thanks in part due to the more heated language being used by politicians.
As Hope Kerwin reports, the incivility from candidates and elected officials has left many voters frustrated by the tone that continues to dominate this year's election.
Ann Bartels has worked with kids for more than a decade as an educator for Marinette County. She feels like some elected officials have forgotten the things they learned in kindergarten, like how to get along with other people.
I'm sure some of the children I work with could run things a little bit better than some of the people that are currently, you know, holding positions.
In the current election year, it's impossible to avoid the name-calling and personal attacks that Bartels sees as childish behavior, especially in the presidential race.
Sleepy, crooked Joe Biden or laughing Kamala?
These guys are creepy and, yes, just weird as hell. That's what you see.
That's Democratic VP nominee Tim Walz and before him, Republican former President Donald Trump, who escalated the tone of personal attacks during the 2016 election. The more aggressive language resonates with some voters, especially those who support Trump. But others say they're tired of the vitriol, like Bartels. She's an independent voter, but says she leans toward Democrats.
We can disagree, but be courteous about it and not devolve into silly name-calling or personal insults or, you know, telling your supporters to be violent. That sort of thing just isn't what America's about.
For some Wisconsinites, the incivility in politics has started to bleed into their relationships with family and friends. Through WPR's engagement project, America Amplified, more than a dozen listeners said it was one of the top issues for them in this election year. One of them was Leonard Schroeder. The retired high school ag teacher doesn't support either political party, but he especially dislikes Trump, saying the Republican nominee has inspired his supporters to adopt the same kind of aggressive behavior. Schroeder feels like many of his neighbors in Cadott are that way, but he was shocked when one of his comments on Facebook sparked the same type of attack from a former school colleague, someone he considered a friend.
In fact, I used to spend lots of time talking to him and basically replied my comment, he accused me of being brainwashed and stupid.
In a national survey from January, 7 out of 10 Americans say elected officials should avoid heated or aggressive language because it could encourage some people to take violent action. But the report by Pew Research Center found a growing partisan divide. While the vast majority of Democrats said they're opposed to aggressive language, just over half of Republicans responded that way. And Pew found that Republicans are more likely today to say the use of heated language is fine than they were in 2019. Lee Roche from nonpartisan civic group Leader Ethics said this corresponds with a dramatic decline in all Americans' trust in their fellow citizens. He said the personal attacks being woven into ads, campaign speeches, and online messaging would not have been accepted just a dozen years ago.
The concern I think we have to have is that we can become accustomed to incivility as being not only acceptable, but it could be viewed as the way to get elected or reelected.
While it might be too late to choose a different path in this year's election, Roche hopes it could be the low point that pushes voters to demand more civility and bipartisanship from their elected officials. Roche's group, Leader Ethics, is part of a growing number of organizations across the U.S. that are trying to mend divisions. Many have also focused their message on election security, promoting both trust in the voting process and a peaceful acceptance of the results. At a workshop in Kenosha this summer, National Civic Group Urban Rural Action taught participants how to navigate political disagreements and recognize when someone may be moving toward violence. Perry Singh of Muskego is one of the group's members.
You don't have to join any organization to do this type of work. It starts from the home. It starts from your own local community. It starts from your own street.
He hopes their message of peace will resonate with voters on both sides of the aisle, regardless of what happens in November. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.